Hello, welcome everybody to another Capes and Scowls podcast episode. Today is a short one, and I am talking with Eric from Beneath the Deep Miniatures. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm awesome today. How are you?
I'm also awesome. You know, another easy day, you know, doing stuff around the house, but then nobody cares about that. What they care about is what are you doing on this podcast? Tell them what you're up to.
Well, we've been doing a lot of dungeon mastering and role-playing with our Dungeons & Dragons game, and our big bad villain has a special set of dice coming out.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool.
Should be epic, I hope. Our big bad villain is Balk. She was basically a very nice boat captain to ship people up the river, and the lawful good characters just killed her, like for no reason really, crashed her boat. So within one of the characters going down a deep, deep, deep spiral of getting a lot of awesome magical items, he started this whole chain of Balk coming back to life and being resurrected and becoming a great lich and waiting the days so she can get her revenge on those people.
That's awesome. Who doesn't love a lich?
Oh, liches are awesome. Especially like this one's a Kenku with wings lich. Like that's flying lich. Like that's awesome.
That's a lot of combo. What made you come up with all that, or did it like naturally progress?
It's been progressing from characters that are getting a little too close to evil when they're good, and I steal stuff from them. So I'm working on now. What was I stealing from? I have to steal the halfling's luck.
Nice.
So in the party, Balk is working on figuring out how to steal the halfling's reroll on natural ones. So that shall be awesome when I get it.
I'm sure they're going to roll a bunch of natural ones.
Yes. That's I just need to mind twist them a little bit and take them down a nice spiral path of greed and gluttony.
That shouldn't be too hard. So tell me about the dice.
So these dice are handmade with scratches carved into them, representing Balk scratching the numbers on the knuckle bones of Balk as she's waiting in her imprisonment within one of her phylacteries to get back out and get to the characters. So kind of is like you're in your head waiting to get out and just checking off the day after day after day. So it's a mixture of scratches in there with a red and black paint to represent the blood and the kind of black char behind it of age.
Nice.
I'm pretty happy with how they've turned out. They look like they've been scratched, like over age, and it's not just nice clean cuts, but it's a nice mix between handmade and like professional reproduced quality. Like it's pretty good quality, but it's just everyone's a little bit different.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool because I like how they look awesome, first of all, but they look really, what's the best word? They're like gross, scary looking dice.
Yeah, scary. I like the scary, like the witchcraft in them. I could imagine walking through the woods and like you just see bones hanging from trees and you go wonder what it is. And like you start seeing little knuckles with little lines carved in them. And you count those lines and those knuckles. And while you're counting those lines, Tarrasque comes out and like eats you or something.
She's very hungry.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. So how do people get their hands on these dice?
That's a great question. We're going to have them up on Etsy.
Okay.
And they can also direct message me to get a hold of them while we're getting them up on Etsy. They come in a bunch of different colors. White, orange, red. We'll have pictures up there on Etsy as well. And a couple videos of the dice coming up to TikTok. So it'd be on social as well.
That's awesome. So why don't you reiterate to everybody what your social media platforms are?
I have Beneath the Deep Minis on Instagram, DM_Dragonslayer for TikTok. And then I have a YouTube and a Twitter. You can find it on Google, Beneath the Deep Minis and Beneath Deep Miniatures. We have a YouTube as well.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm excited for this.
Having fun being nerds, visiting Tim, trying not to get him in trouble while getting him in trouble.
Yeah, you're good at it. I don't mind, though. I really don't care if I get in trouble.
Yeah. If something doesn't get broken,
then it's not another day at the store.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, do you have a price point yet on these, or is that to be announced?
The basic dice sets, there's two different quality dice sets, and the basic dice sets are going to be $29.99, and the more durable hardened dice are going to be $49.99.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I have to get my I have to get myself a set of these and just leave them scattered all over the house to terrify the cats, I think, is the answer.
Yes, once people start finding them and wondering what the scratches are, and they look like somebody's nails just scratched and the blood is in there, and like, yeah, hopefully it freaks some people out a little bit.
It will freak them out, because I'm going to put them weird places. Like, what's that in the wine bottle, you know?
Oh, yeah. And this is one thing I haven't seen on dice, in a way to display the numbers.
Very cool.
It's either the number or the dot. So I think this is something cool that's a little bit different on the edge. We're on the edge, man.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for talking with me, and I wish you the best of luck with your Etsy store, with your dice. I hope that Bok destroys all of your players in horrible fashion and that they cry many, many tears, hopefully bloody, bloody, awful tears.
And I can't wait for you to meet Bok as well.
Oh, I'm sure I will. It's going to be terrifying.
Good. You're awesome, man.
Thank you. So before I let you go, just tell everybody one more time, give them the quick rundown where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Beneath the Deep Minis and TikTok at DM_Dragonslayer. Check out the new Knuckle Bones of Bok. Did I scare you?
You did scare me a little bit. I pooped a little.
So that's Bok. She, when they first stole her boat and crashed the boat, she was running around flapping her arms going, Bok! And it annoyed the players and they stabbed her. So she is the famous B-A-W-W-W-K Bok.
Oh man, that's a lot of W's. Evil W's.
Yeah, for some reason, like everybody cracks up when you go, Bok! And then when you throw Wabu in there, they crack up just as much eating cabbages. Who there? And it works.
Oh, man, you are too much. Well, thank you again for stopping by. I wish you the best of luck. And again, this has been Eric from Beneath the Deep Miniatures. And check him out on social media, everybody. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we will have you back on again later.
Epic!
Goodbye, everybody.